Support for NPR comes from Constant Contact, a proud sponsor of NPR for 7 years, offering online and email marketing tools. More at ConstantContact.com.
And 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, 47 degrees, some light sprinkles outside the studios, overcast skies, north winds around 5. With WXBR News, I'm Walt Gander. Even in some of the hardest-hit Northwoods counties, unemployment eased considerably in late summer. The state released local unemployment figures last week. In the Northwoods, Irons County's rate fell below 10% for the first time in many months, 9.7%, second highest in the state. Forest County rate, fifth highest, 6.8. Lincoln, ninth, 6.7. Make that Langlade ninth at 6.7. Lincoln County, 6.2. Vilas and Oneida County both at 5.7. Vilas County's rate nearly 2 points lower than a year ago. Price County had the area's lowest rate at 4.8%. State economist Jeff Soxey says late summer often reflects increased hiring to fill summer jobs.
If you look at the majority of the counties in your listing area over the course of last month and last year, most of the counties have observed a slight decrease in the size of the labor force in general. A lot of that is just attributed to an increase in retirements.
Menominee County had the highest rate at 15.3%. The state's lowest rates were below 4% in the western and southern areas of the state. Some economists say a rate near 3% is statistically near full employment. Timber sales on state lands have produced a record $12 million to support habitat management, recreation, and other offerings. Chief State Forester Paul DeLong says the sales total is 9% higher than the year before. He says the timber sales are part of the master plans for state lands and produce specific results.
And we have almost 1 million acres of forested state land in Wisconsin. Forest management activities are prescribed to achieve a range of outcomes, and those can include economic outcomes, value of producing forest products for one of the state's largest economic sectors. It can also be habitat objectives.
DeLong says the record timber sales reflect a long period of management leading to this point through the cooperation of not only DNR foresters, but others like biologists.
We've been able to pick up the pace at which we were getting these forest management activities accomplished. And the result is now we're seeing higher levels of income being generated from these lands.
DeLong says they've worked to reduce the backlog of timber sales that were approved in the master plans. The state's largest amount of timberland remains under private management. Another courtroom loss for the opponents of the Wisconsin voter ID law. Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Chicago split 5-5 Friday on a request to get the full court to hear an appeal to stop the law. 5-5 split means the appeal request did not get a majority of votes needed. It fails. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the law in a pair of rulings last month. A three-judge panel of the Seventh Circuit had ruled on September 12th that the state could implement the new law for the November 4th election. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has a system in place to replace your lost driver's license or state ID card online. You can print a photo receipt at your home computer that can be used while your replacement card is processed and mailed. There are fees for the duplicates, except for the ID cards used only for voting. The online system is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The printed receipt is an acceptable photo identification for voting and serves as the license or ID until the card arrives in the mail. For more information, visit wisconsindmv.gov. Lots in sports this morning. Green Bay Packers won the 700th regular season game in their nearly century-long history. They beat the Bears in Chicago 38-17 yesterday. Aaron Rodgers threw for 302 yards, 4 touchdowns. Green Bay and Chicago now both 2-2. The Packers won their 5th straight at Soldier Field, including the NFC title game 4 seasons ago. Green Bay will host Minnesota on Thursday night. And the Detroit Lions now lead the NFC North. By themselves, they're 3-1. They beat the Jets in New York 24-17. And Minnesota joins Green Bay and Chicago at 2-2 after the Vikings beat Atlanta at home 41-28. Milwaukee Brewers lost their season finale to the Chicago Cubs yesterday. They're 5-2 at Miller Park. Milwaukee finishes the season at 82-80. Other scores, the Cubs, or rather Detroit over Minnesota, 3-0. Kansas City beat the White Sox 6-4. Wisconsin Badgers took a 27-10 victory over South Florida on Saturday. The Badgers managed just 139 yards of offense in the first half, but had scoring drives of 75, 43, 75, and 74 yards in the second half. Wisconsin now 3-1. They open the Big Ten season Saturday at Northwestern. And Central Wisconsin native Jordan Zimmerman threw his first major league no-hitter yesterday as the Washington Nationals beat Miami at home 1-0. Zimmerman ended his regular season at 14-5. He won his final eight games. He'll keep pitching as the Nationals made the postseason by winning the National League East. Weather forecast today, we expect cooler, chance of showers mainly this morning. Highs falling to the mid-40s this afternoon. North winds 5 to 10. Mid-30s and clouds tonight, maybe some isolated evening showers. Tuesday mostly sunny, highs around 60. There's a chance of rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Around 60 Wednesday, 60 to 65 Thursday. Low 50s for Friday, but back partly sunny around 50 Saturday. 55 to 60 for Sunday. 47 degrees, 10 past 7. This is WXPR News.